A guardian ad litem is a court-appointed volunteer who advocates for children in the legal system. In 2010, more than 10,900 children in North Carolina were placed in foster care due to abusive home situations. Kathy Davidson supervises the program in Yakin County. She says nearly two dozen children are in need of people to help them through tough situations.
We have 23 abused or neglected children currently in foster care here, who have no one representing their desires or objectively looking out for their best interest as guardian ad litem volunteers. With the economy in the situation it is, parents are under stress, there's more domestic violence, there's more abuse of alcohol and drugs.
Davidson says the guardian ad litem program especially needs men to volunteer because boys make up 61% of the children placed in the Department of Social Services Protection. Currently, Yakin only has one male volunteer. Guardian ad litem volunteers must complete around 20 hours of training and a criminal background check. Davidson says the time commitment ranges from 4 to 10 hours a month.
Anyone with a flexible schedule during the day can volunteer. A good portion of what you do is talking on the phone to people, but you do want to actually go and visit the children and see where they're living and see the parents and get a full idea of what their story is. We ask people to speak with caseworkers and therapists and teachers to see how the child's progressing in foster care.
According to the U.S. Department of Justice, children assigned to a volunteer advocate typically fare better than those without a guardian ad litem. Department figures show that approximately 95% are able to move out of long-term foster care, and 90% of the children never re-enter the child welfare system. For more information on how to become a guardian ad litem volunteer in Yakin County, go to our website, WFDD.org. Carrie Brown, WFDD News, Winston-Salem.